Cult Posse.
What an astonishing thing a book is.
It's a flat object made from a tree with flexible parts on which are imprinted lots of funny dark squiggles. But one glance at it, and you're inside the mind of another person. Writing is perhaps the greatest of human inventions, binding together people who never knew each other, citizens of distant epochs. Books break the shackles of time. A book is proof that humans are capable of working magic.
Radio. We're literary people.
It'll be fine.
Give me a book.
Book?
It's good.
Who cares about a book?
I picked up a book and I threw it on the bookcase.
How can you read that again?
It's a novel.
I mean, I know it's crap.
It's my favorite novel.
This haunting yet brilliant novelization
of my favorite video game. I've read it like 1,000 times.
Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
To stay here and console Troy, turn to page 55. To hurry up and get to the good stuff, flip to page 23.
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Beginning, middle, end. Facts. Details. Condense. Plot. Tell it.
Sitting in a coffee shop, I couldn't feel more like a real writer.
You seem trying to write.
In fact, I have a book contract.
I'm considered a bit of a storyteller myself.
I had come to write about truth, beauty, freedom, and that which I believed in above all things, love.
Women will sleep with you if you write a book.
Women will sleep with you if you write a bad book.
I'm going to write the most erotic, graphic, freakiest friend fiction ever.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh, nice.
I think it'd be cool if you were writing a ransom note on your computer, if the paperclip popped up and said, it looks like you're writing a ransom note.
We're under a deadline.
Okay, you know I'm not so good with complicated plots.
It's called reading. Top to bottom, left to right. Group words together as a sentence.
Now, when you read, don't just consider what the author thinks. Consider what you think.
I think you might be dyslexic, bro. I'm not reading this.
Grammar is the greatest joy in life, don't you find?
Don't you talk to me about grammar.
To stick around and battle the tongue-clucking grammarians, go to page 73. To continue on to a land of youthful fantasy, turn to page 69.
Feels like a book. You think it's a book? Feels like a book.
By who wrote this? Oh, me!
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
Like Charlotte's Web, but without the pig.
The Velveteen Rabbit was forgotten.
Do you see a lion or a witch or a wardrobe?
A what?
A book called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That book got me through some tough times.
It's a book!
Oh, right, right. A kid's book, yeah.
Yeah, by Salman Rushdie.
Hello, I'm R.L. Stine. I write the Goosebumps books.
Have you ever heard of Mirkwood?
I have not. That sounds made up to me.
Of course it is.
It's from Dune.
No, it's from Lord of the Rings.
The Hobbit.
Does it matter?
Shh. Look at this. Nancy Drew and the Case of the Burning Candle.
Pardon me, but are you scheming to co-author a successful series of children's fantasy novels?
YA. That's industry speak for young adult.
New Moon is my favorite.
I need the new Harry Potter book for the twins.
She likes The Hunger Games.
I don't know what it's like to listen to this book. I only know what it was like to live the writing of it.
I'm getting a little bored with it.
If you're also bored, flip to page 17. Oh wait, it's time for school. Hurry and turn to page 101.
Please open your textbooks to chapter 8 and we'll get started.
What's a concubine?
What do you ask?
It's in my history book. It's like a wife, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my old textbooks.
Have you looked through this science book they're using? Apparently, Pluto isn't good enough to be a planet anymore.
It's an old federal textbook. We've replaced them with the corrected versions.
When I was a kid, Pluto was a great planet.
Do you have any books by Dickens?
No, I'm afraid we're a travel book shop. We only sell travel books.
I picked up Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Not actually a science fiction book, as it turns out.
How about the new John Grisham thriller?
Well, no, because that's a novel, too.
I got here auto repair and soap carving.
Trade skills and hobbies goes under educational.
Which book are we looking for?
Origin of Species.
You like it. It's about a prison break.
We ought to file that on the educational, too.
I'd recommend a red, something bold and dry, like David Sedaris.
How come there's no blurbs on the back? Not even David Sedaris, and he'll flack anything.
Why does he have a mannequin head and bossy pants in here?
I wanted to see how Tina Fey could juggle it all.
Okay.
I gotta go. I wanted to tell you that it's been educational.
If you learned something, go to page 114. Or to browse through the classics, turn to page 80.
This semester, we're going to learn about Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, it's not a manual on how to kill mockingbirds. It's a classic American novel. How do you not know this?
You're never wrong to do the right thing.
Who said that, you?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Mark Twain said it first.
My apologies to Mark Twain.
Wait, huh? What?
I was just reading a scary book.
My name is Annie Wilkes.
I'm your number one fan.
Yes, a literary stalker is the ultimate compliment.
You're Stephen King.
She's complicated, like the Da Vinci Code.
I will Gone Girl you so hard.
This is just a mystery novel.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. I can't look into your eyes without feeling that longing you only read about in trashy romance novels.
Fabio, that's enough with the pulsating, please.
In the name of Jane Austen, Emily Dickinson, Anne Bronte, Emily Bronte, and Charlotte Bronte, I want to say, you go, girl.
That's just how they would have put it.
Brushing up with the Brontes? Go to page 37. If it's time to find a new book, turn to page 152.
The library is open!
But this is a library, mate. Not everything's as it seems.
You have a library?
With books?
An island in a vast sea of ignorance.
People are trying to study!
Just about to close up the library!
I actually really just want to go to this bookstore.
Someone has already pre-ordered a dozen copies.
Children's bookstore. Shop around the corner. It's been there forever.
You think we just work in a comic book store for our folks, huh?
Here we just sell small rectangular objects. They're called books.
In the first 20 pages alone, I counted three flashbacks.
Do you want this in iambic pentameter?
One flash forward, and I think a page in, you have a flash hideaway.
And all the publishers rejected it.
You're taking over as publisher.
And this is neither the beginning nor the end of my story.
To start over, return to page 1. To go to the end, turn to page 43.
You have checked out Literally Trivia, a novel idea.
Hey guys, as I mentioned earlier in the week, tonight we are kicking off our annual Tonight Show Book Club Summer Reads.
Ooh. Penske, what is this?
It's literature. It's a fantasy.
It's whacking material.
Isn't that literature?
KBSC's 43rd annual Trivia Marathon. Please return this in roughly 38 hours, give or take a few pee breaks.
By the way, what time does the library close? I've got an overdue book to turn in.
KBSC FM and HD St. Cloud, and KMOJ HD3, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Here's how it works. I picked out 6 books.
Yeah, a lot of French poetry. Yeah. Got Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand over here.
And I'm going to read one of them. Now?
No. 38 hours of page turning, tea drinking, copy editing, dog earing, card cataloging, table leveling, along with plenty of hardcover, softcore action.
What's another word for engorged? Swollen. Tumescent. Perfect.
This trivia tome is dedicated to all the great trivia editors, contributors, and publishers, including ADM's newest publishing house, Ear Me Now Books, headed by KBSC station manager Joe Red Letter News McMullen.
Thank you. That's a barrage of imagery.
So, just to be clear, I'm a red wine drinker.
And the man whose assonance is quite apparent in his poetry, KBSC program director Sam Getzinger.